This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began a relevant and timely message titled How to Have a Successful Fast. Today he shares the first key we need to have a successful fast. Let's join in.
So the question we have to answer this morning is, how can we have a successful fast? Very important. I want to read a key scripture from Matthew chapter 6 verse 16. This is Jesus talking about fasting. Jesus said about two things about fasting, just about two or three things about fasting, not much, but very powerful. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father who seeth in secret. And your Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse 19. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, nor thieves break through and steal. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and thieves do not break through and steal. 21, he says, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. Now, these are the words of Jesus concerning a fast. And he gives certain rules concerning fasting. So I just want to go through these rules. Rule number one, it said, to have a successful fast, you must understand the judgment of God. That's what the judgment of God. When we say judgment, we're talking about decisions. He said the judge has given his judgment. It means he has arrived at a decision and he has passed a decision. So, the judgment of God. How does God judge things? Very important. These hypocrites that Jesus was talking about the Pharisees who were always fasting. They fast twice in a week. Jesus said they had assumed that once they were fasting, God was going to reward them. But he said, because they did not understand the word of God and the judgment of God, they were fasting in vain. In God's judgment, already they have their reward. In other words, their reward is they were fasting to impress men. Their motive was human beings. And they didn't know that when you fast and your motive is to please men, your mark in the exam room of God is zero. The marking scheme, they give you zero. That's what they didn't know. So when he says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, he wasn't actually talking about money. He was talking about motives. That with the wrong motive, he says, you don't lay up treasures. So everything you do, you must have the right motive. By talking about judgment. Now, one thing that I've seen is that in life, when you are working with people, for example, you must understand how they judge things. If you don't understand how they judge things, you may do the right thing, but not get any reward. Because you have judged based on your judgment, not on the judgment of, yes, say, your boss. Not knowing that your boss's judgment is different from yours. So you do the right thing, but you realize that you're not receiving any rewards. Because by the standards of your boss, you are doing the wrong thing. So I'll give an example. Take men and women. If a man meets a woman and loves the woman, he will say, oh, my wife, and marries the woman, I've given her money, I've bought her a house, I've given her everything, there is food in the house, there is this, I don't know what I should do again. In your judgment, love means material provision. But who told you that your wife has the same judgment? She may place time with you and affection and everything above material provision. So your judgment of the same thing is different. Different. Totally different. When you write an exam, there's a marking scheme. Something that the examiners are looking for. You can learn the whole textbook, but if they ask a question and you don't give them the answer that they are looking for, although you know the whole textbook, still you fail. Because in their judgment, you are wrong. So it's very important when you are working with somebody or relating to somebody to find out how the person judges things. Because his standard of judgment may be different from yours. Very important. So the mistake they had done was that they didn't understand the judgment of God. That when you fast and the motive is wrong, God will not listen to that fast. That's what they didn't know. Verily, truly, I say to you, they have received. So we must understand how God judges things generally, so that you pass your fast through it. I'll give you three characteristics of God's judgment. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul said, "For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he who judges me is the Lord." What does it mean? He's saying that if he looks at his life, he doesn't know anything that he is doing personally that is wrong. So he says that he doesn't know anything that he, Paul, is doing that is wrong. Then he said that, although I don't know anything that I'm doing that is wrong, he said, I am still not justified because I am not the one who is judging. It is God who is judging me. Like you go to a court, you are sitting down, and the judge is sitting in his on his chair. And then you get up and tell the judge that, "Judge, I have analyzed the whole case and I pronounce myself free and innocent because all the facts show that I am innocent." You are not the one to declare whether you are innocent or not. Let the judge hear the case. It's the judge who will determine whether you are innocent or you should be locked. That's what he's trying to say. He said, "I can't judge myself." Then he says, "Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the heart." In this simple verse, Paul talks about three characteristics of God's judgment, which he will use to analyze this our fast. The first characteristic, he says, light. Tell somebody, light. One thing that light does is that it exposes things. Like ultraviolet light. If I bring ultraviolet light right now and I throw it on this congregation, you will see that a lot of us, our clothes are very dirty. But when you throw ultraviolet light, if there is a patch that you clean, you see the patch will reappear. So right now, we are all looking very clean until I put on ultraviolet light. So our fast is tested by the light. What light is that? The light of the scriptures. It's not a physical light. It's the light of God's word. Psalm 119 verse 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Light. So God has a lantern that he carries around, or a flashlight that he carries around. So whilst you're doing he puts on his flashlight. You see patches and you see ink. He sees this. No, this guy is not correct. No answers to prayer. Then he just walks away. One thing you must understand about God is that he places relationships above everything else you can do. His relationship with you and your relationship with your fellow man is his number one priority. God didn't die for an idea. He didn't die for a doctrine. He didn't die for a church building. He didn't die for offerings. He didn't die for whatever. He died for human beings. So human beings are the most important thing to him. No matter what you do. Relationship with God, relationship with man. God didn't die for a hymn book or a church building. No. He died for human beings. That is why he's willing to destroy the whole world to save just one human being. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's one thing you must remember. So in our prayer and fasting, this is just an example. The light of the scriptures itself is to guide us. So assuming you are praying and fasting and you have not spoken to your wife for 3 days, you are wasting your time. God is holding his light. He's looking for quarrels. He said, hey, this guy, he has squeezed his face for 3 days. Will not answer his prayer. Demote him. The light of scripture. That's why I don't quarrel with my wife. You can ask my wife. I don't quarrel with her. In my heart, I don't quarrel with my wife. I don't. If it be possible, Romans 12, 18, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. In other words, you do your best to be at peace. Unless the people that said they want to fight you. But you don't. You don't want to. Unless they have chosen to fight you. Live peaceably with all men. So in this time of our prayer and fasting, let's remember that it's going to be on the judgment of God. And the first one is what? Light.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to have a successful fast, we must understand the judgments of God, that God will judge or test our fast in the light of the scriptures. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that, dear pastor, I had not heard from my uncle for 8 years. Nobody knew where he was. And I asked you to pray that my uncle will be located. After your prayer, within a few weeks, my uncle contacted the family. Now we are reconnected. I give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around. They will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this podcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.